This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJ V Show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Let's get the bugs out. How do you do? 7 after the hour, another hour of conversation here on the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen. What's in it for you? Listening to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, all the things that are going on today in the world. Jennifer has a trending story that has me on the edge of my seat.
Well, it should have maybe President Trump on the edge of his seat because, of course, a lot of focus has been given to the Mueller investigation and Robert Mueller's desire to interview President Trump. There were some questions that were leaked out a few days ago that apparently came from the Robert Mueller investigative team. A lot of speculation is that the president's attorneys or someone close to this investigation may have leaked these questions out to show that the Mueller team is looking more into Trump as a person rather than actually leading an investigation. If you look at the question, they were kind of in four categories. There were some dealing with Michael Flynn, some dealing with James Comey, some were dealing with the Russia meeting with Donald Trump Jr., and some dealing with Attorney General Jeff Sessions. So four different sections of questions, about 50 questions all in all. And the question here, if you look through them, they're very open-ended, and they look, instead of like trying to investigate a crime, they look instead like they're trying to do a fishing expedition a bit with the president. So the thought is that perhaps someone close to the legal team of Donald Trump, because he is saying he'd like to testify and sit down in front of Robert Mueller just to end this investigation, is trying to put this out there so that it appears to the public or public opinion that Mueller is going after the president for a fishing expedition in an attempt to try to dissuade him from actually sitting down and answering those questions. There's also new reports out that leaked, of course, everything leaks in Washington, D.C., that Robert Mueller said he would like to try and subpoena the president if he doesn't voluntarily sit down and have a chat with him and his investigative team.
What a waste of time and effort. What an outrage. For what? Where are we? How does this stuff, any of it, affect how he runs the country? If there was something going on where he was giving away national secrets or he was in some way, shape, or form putting us in a very difficult spot that's illegal, okay. But all this other stuff is so much flour. It was amusing to a point. Now it's annoying. That's the way I look at it. I just think that the whole thing is such a distraction from the real thing.
I don't know if it was ever amusing. This is costing all of us a lot of money.
Well, but there are many people who get a pleasure out of embarrassing Trump or trying to embarrass him. That's an amusement for some. So, all right, Victoria, what do you have that's hot?
Well, Hillary Clinton is trending. She, not for a political reason, though. She changed her Twitter bio after a conversation with Nigerian writer Chimamanda Adichie, and they were at a literary event, and Adichie is very pro-women's, basically pro-women's movements, lots of different things, issues revolving around feminism and the definition of feminism, things like that. And so she kind of took Hillary to task when they were talking, and she said to Hillary, in your Twitter account, the first word that describes you is wife, and then I think it's mom, and then it's grandmother. And when I saw that, I have to confess, I felt a little bit upset. Then I went and I looked at your husband's Twitter account, and the first word was not husband. And Hillary replied, well, when you put it like that, it actually makes me want to change it. She did change her Twitter bio, and a lot of people on both sides, mostly women, have been vocal about this on social media. Some say that Hillary should not feel pressured to change her Twitter bio or how she describes herself as a woman in 2018, and other women say that she never should have started with wife to begin with, that essentially a lot of women felt she had that moniker to sort of appeal to more conservatives and to men. And it's kind of brought up a really interesting dialogue with a lot of women online, like how do you describe yourself and what makes you a feminist?
Do you really give it that much thought? Do people really give this sort of thing that much time, attention, and thought? Really?
Of how women are labeled and how we describe ourselves?
No. What's on Twitter?
When you're looking at someone's Twitter bio, yes, it is one of those things where ever since Twitter started and you've been able to write your own mini bio, people have been very clever with it.
What is yours
I actually don't know.
Jennifer, what does your Twitter bio say? Kara?
Mine's all professional. It's all like who I am professionally. It doesn't have anything to do with,
you.
Whatever. Kara? Right. Anything personal.
What does yours say, Kara?
Mine says that I'm a radio producer first, and then it says I'm continuously trying to live my life on 3 hours of sleep. So,
mine says radio talker on @DJB show, wine enthusiast, lover of rescue dogs, city girl with beach tendencies.
Right. What about your husband? No reference to him?
No. But it's something that it's funny that like I think it is a generational thing, and a lot of millennials don't describe themselves in terms of their relationship status, and I think that Hillary kind of gets a pass on this one. If she wants to, if it makes her feel good to describe herself as wife and grandmother before she lists her professional accomplishments, mm-hmm. I agree with the argument that women, part of feminism is being able to describe yourself in any way
and
that
we shouldn't
you want.
We shouldn't take people apart for it. And let's be real. Right. Someone wrote that bio for her. She did not write that bio herself. And it was someone who was writing something that would be most favorable to her campaign. So that's what it was. I can't imagine Hillary Clinton was sitting there one night going, what should my Twitter bio be? It was somebody that created it for her when they created the page.
I can't imagine Hillary Clinton putting herself as wife first, being married to Bill, under any circumstance.
Well, that's part of the criticism that it was done that way to appeal to men and to more conservative, you know, women.
And you know what? I don't even fault her for that. She's a politician. She's supposed to be doing that. Like, of all the things that you could be upset with Hillary for, the fact that she lists herself as wife, if that's her most proud accomplishment, good for her. And part two, if she's using it for political reasons, like a lot of people do, I mean, we put Twitter pages up there for professional reasons. We would be doing the same thing in putting together our bio.
I don't even know what mine says. What does mine say? What is my bio?
Wife. This is wife and mother.
You
just copied and pasted from Hillary.
Has anybody seen a picture of Hillary with Chelsea's child? I've never seen a picture. I think I've seen a picture once of Bill with Chelsea and the grandson, right? Isn't it a son? She has a son or a daughter?
I think she has two. Doesn't she have one of each?
Does she have two now?
I think she has two.
Yeah, okay. Anybody see a picture of any of them all together? I don't remember seeing it. But anyway,
I haven't seen them all together in a line since Hillary's campaign, and they're doing some big fundraiser that all three of them will be at for the Clinton Foundation. I was like, oh, wow, there they all are, lined up, mm-hmm. headshots, lined up in a row.
I think Chelsea will become a politician and will be very good at it. She's had good teachers. I think she's much more likable than either her mother or her father. So, interesting to see where that all plays out. Meanwhile, 15 after the hour, it's time for us to think about our health and well-being in an ideal way. If you had the ideal health, the ideal body, you just had this picture in your mind of yourself, then remember, you got to love yourself first before you love anybody else. You can't love well if you don't, other people, you don't love yourself. So that inner feeling of health and well-being, love for yourself, if you will, is created by having, in reality, a really good, healthy lifestyle. And Purity Products helps you a long way with that because their Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 addresses a number of things that go on in your life and in your body. Nutritionists have been debating this for years. So if you want to try it, you don't have to pay anything except shipping of a bottle. You call 800-355-1493, 800-355-1493, and claim your free bottle from Purity Products. Pretty simple, pretty easy, and as I said, a couple of bucks for shipping, and it's yours. Call them now at 800-355-1493. It's a great way for you to feel great. Not good, but great. 800-355-1493. Free bottle is yours.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. Weight loss surgery, also known as bariatric surgery, can be an effective way to lose a lot of weight. Weight is a big risk factor for diabetes and heart disease, so bariatric surgery can be a successful long-term treatment for these diseases.
If people could just lose weight and keep it off, they'd be dealing much less often with these more significant health conditions.
Dr. Karen Grothy, clinical health psychologist at Mayo Clinic, cautions that weight loss surgery isn't a magic bullet. Behavior changes are necessary as well.
And really, changing that lifestyle is the cornerstone to any treatment for managing weight. Any procedure, any medication, that lifestyle is really what's going to set the tone for how far you can take any of these other measures.
Dr. Grothy suggests that behavior change before or after weight loss surgery can help patients be more successful long term. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so the 2018 Tony Award nominations announced this week. Mean Girls, SpongeBob SquarePants, the musical, who knew? There are 12 nominations in various categories. Angels in America earned 11 nominations. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child got 10. Andrew Garfield, Denzel Washington, and Tom Hollander up for Best Leading Performance by an Actor in a Play. Let's see here. Travesties and The Iceman Cometh are on that list.
And Angels in America, which
I don't know. I don't pay much attention to this stuff, so you'll have to help me here.
Well, Angels in America, was that's up for Best Revival Play against The Iceman Cometh, which when it was on Broadway the last time was Kevin Spacey, and I think he won a Tony for it.
Really?
He was the star, yeah. I don't know what Travesties is. Yeah, I don't know what Travesties is, but Angels in America, that was a hugely successful show and then got made into an HBO movie with Al Pacino and Meryl Streep and had a huge cast, and so now it's back on Broadway. Yeah. That's an amazing show.
Isn't it amazing, using that word again, Victoria, how many people come up with ideas for things like this, and then they come up with the lyrics for songs, and they come up with the kinds of the things that people can imagine, dialogue. It's just really fascinating how talented some people really are. And this is, of course, recognition.
How it comes easy to certain people.
It's
like it's a natural thing where I think about songwriting or a poem, and I go, oh, gosh.
Song
that's
in your
like
head.
Tough.
Yeah. 21 after the hour here.
Yeah.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Actress and Instagram favorite Busy Phillips going to E. The announcement of this lady from Dawson's Creek in Cougar Town getting her own show described as a, quote, innovative talk show. Okay, so what do people need to know about Busy Phillips? It's called Busy Tonight, hosted by her. What's the story?
I think she's going to be great at this, actually. She's become, like, all three of us follow her on Instagram, and she's become just sort of an Instagram darling for very genuine reasons. People just really like her. And she's been on several different popular shows as an actress, and she's in that new movie with Amy Schumer called I Feel Pretty, yeah. And her husband co-wrote that, and he directed it. So, but I think every time when she used to be a guest on Chelsea Handler's show on E!, she was always great, and she sat in and was a guest co-host sometimes. So I think this is kind of like the next step for her. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's personable and smart. I would say she wouldn't be getting this job without her Instagram following,
yeah.
Which she's become really good, almost as good as Gwyneth Paltrow, or maybe even better, because she's definitely more accessible feeling,
yes.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
But creating sort of a lifestyle brand specific to moms and to women.
Hmm.
Yep.
Wow. Mommy bloggers, big, big stuff. So, well, good luck to her if that's what she wants to. That's her next career move. Good luck to her. 25 after the hour. Music time now as we focus on the DJV show on Brian Wilson's health. The postponement of his tour this month because of back surgery. His cousin, former Beach Boys bandmate Mike Love, wished him a speedy recovery in a sweet message. As many of you know, who are fans of the Beach Boys, there hasn't exactly been a lot of love in the last 40 years exchanged between these two guys.
I was going to say, I didn't even know they were cousins. I thought it was so weird.
Oh, yeah.
So really?
Yeah,
oh.
No, that's how Mike Love got into it. The Wilsons started it. Dennis and Brian and the father started it. And then Mike had the voice, and so he was brought in. And then they fought. Brian was quirky.
Wasn't Mike also sort of like the handsome one? Wasn't he kind of like the pushed out to the front? He kind of had that quintessential,
yeah,
blonde California look.
Very arrogant. And that kind of pulled. Brian was all about the music and never about it. He was always crazy. Brian Wilson has always been a whack job, even before he got onto the drugs and the way he just was. And that's, fortunately or unfortunately, one of the signs of genius.
Yeah.
This guy is a literal genius. He can hear this stuff. He's so crazy, he hears these melodies in his head. And that's how he's become so, he's very wealthy, because he's been responsible for creating most of the songs the Beach Boys made hits. And Mike was the singer, and Al Jardine was pretty good as well at trying to keep them together. So, now Brian is touring with Al Jardine, and Mike Love is touring with his, I think, his kids and friends and stuff. So there's two Beach Boys that continue every summer to go all over the place, and they're both good at it. So anyway, Mike Love posted a photo on his Facebook page of the two of them shooting hoops back in the day before they messed up their relationship. And he wrote, quote, "Cousin, I know what it's like to have the Wilson back gene. I'm sympathetic and empathetic, as I myself have had back problems as early as junior high school. I hope one day we'll be able to do something like this again. Great memories. Looking forward to perhaps one day throwing some hoops. Feel better soon, Brian Love, your cousin Mike." So,
that's a pretty big olive branch.
Yeah, it is.
But also, he made it about himself, which is a little...
Oh, totally.
That's not lost on people either.
Mike
Wilson is all about himself. He always has been all about himself. That's what I said. Brian has been all about the music, and Mike's been all about himself.
I've had back problems since junior high.
Right, yeah.
I've had back problems since birth.
I've had back problems since I lifted that jug of milk when I was 13. All right. So anyway, let's all hold a good thought for Brian Wilson. 28 after the hour.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
At the hour now on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting you with the ladies of the day, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I learn a lot from them every day. I hope you do as well. I hope once in a while they learn something from me. We all have things to learn, no matter what our age, our status in life. We all have lessons to learn. That's kind of why we're here. We wonder, why are we here? What's it all about, Alfie? Well, it's about living, learning, loving, all those good things. So hopefully today will be a great step in your learning, living, and loving process. We're here to help you out with that, thinking about things that are of interest and importance. Business news, sad news for those of you who have followed the iconic Gibson Guitar Company. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago. It looked like they were in trouble, and now they filed for bankruptcy.
They have $100 million in debt, maybe $500 million. I don't know who the bookkeeper is there, but
I know. Wow.
There's a big difference between $100 million. It's like $100 and $500. A lot of difference between one and the other. They filed yesterday in Delaware. I think Gibson wants to get back on its feet. They say they do. They're going to liquidate consumer electronic business, which they have, selling headphones and speakers and et cetera. So that's kind of like...
It's an iconic business.
What is it? The Guitar Store? Is that what that chain is called?
Mm-hmm.
That's not... That's another... Yeah, but then that doesn't belong to Gibson, but there, when you go into those guitar stores, you can get microphones and all kinds of things. I buy headphones and speakers and stuff there for the studio. Anyway, this company, Gibson, goes back to 1894. I did not know that. Les Paul. Most of you don't know who Les Paul is. Am I right? Shall I?
Well, I do, because my brother has a Les Paul guitar.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Les Paul, if you find something, Carol, will you please? I forgot to ask you to do this. Les Paul and Mary Ford. Just find a bit, the first couple of songs they have, maybe play, and you can hear the effect, the guitar that Les Paul played, that he designed with Gibson, was what he used to teach Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, Pete Townsend, all these guys. He played with them, but he was really the first electric guitarist to make it a popular sort of household utility when it came to music. When you listen to him play that guitar and the impact that having it be an electric guitar, it's really, it's kind of an amazing thing. And it's so unique. Listen, there, yeah. How high the moon. It's Paul and his wife, Mary Ford. This is that guitar. Is that cool? And just hearing their name together was musical magic. They were married. She had that voice. And he figured out how to use electronic modification to make her voice sound differently than it does in real life. So anyway, that was... Am I the only one who's excited to hear Les Paul's guitar?
No, I love that.
Oh, he was good.
I love that sound. Yeah, I mean, if you think about so many people who play Les Paul, that Les Paul model and other Gibson guitars, Chuck Berry, his sound was a Gibson, and Slash from Guns N' Roses famously plays a Gibson. There's so many different types of sounds.
Yeah.
And Clapton, too, and God, there's so many.
All right, next item of business significance. Research out this week from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. I noticed I didn't say technology. Shows that when it comes to entrepreneurialism and entrepreneurship, the average successful business founder is 42 years old. So in terms of being an entrepreneur, 40 is the new 20. Researchers use data from a lot of information that the government has, databases, business databases and stuff from the IRS, looking at the ages of founders of successful startups across three verticals, high tech, VC-backed firms, venture capital, and patenting firms. The average age of the successful founder, 43, 42, and 45, respectively. One of the researchers on the study summed up the finding. He said, quote, "If you know nothing else, and you had two identical ideas, one proposed by a young person, one proposed by a middle-aged person, that's the only thing you have to go on. You'd be better off, if you wanted to predict success, betting on the middle-aged person."
Yes.
Researchers say...
Who's at 42 is middle-aged? Who's that?
Well, I think of myself as middle-aged. And people laugh when I say that, but I think I am physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. I think spiritually I'm just a kid learning a lot about things that have that are important. At least I find them important to me at this age of my life. But to think about when people look at the schedule that I keep and they think, "What?" First of all, people say, "Why?" And I say, "Because it's what I like." And I have learned in this last, certainly the last relationship I was in, maybe learning the hard way to live for me and not for somebody else. That's one of the biggest and best lessons that one can learn about living your life in a happy, not necessarily peaceful, because peace isn't all it's made up to be. I think there's, you got to not torture yourself, but you got to challenge yourself in order to grow. And that happens at any age. And if you think that I'm philosophical a bit today because I spent some time with a fellow that's a very good friend of mine. He's 81 years old, and he's a cattle dealer, cattle broker that I have known as long as I can remember since I was a teenager. This guy and his father and his brother run a successful farm, and it's tough, so tough now in the business, the dairy business, because the government has screwed up, have made a mess of things. Really, I'm talking, you have no idea what a mess. And we're not going to realize it fully, probably for another 5 or 10 years. And then when everybody's looking around for fresh anything, you're not going to be able to find it because we've driven all the farmers out of business. That's what we're doing. Consistently and in a way that is thought out by the huge agribusinesses, putting the little guys out of business is what these big companies are all about. And it finally registered with me. He said something that made so much sense to me. You've heard me talk a little bit, maybe over the years from time to time, about how we got to the place that we are as far as milk. And people say, why does milk cost $4 a gallon? Are you kidding? Milk should cost twice that. Good quality milk. The processors and the middlemen are the ones making all the money, not the farmers. And so here we are finding ourselves in a situation that directly goes back to George Bush and his administration. And this is what Huey McGovern is his name. He likes Trump. He's a Republican. And yet he and I both, when we thought it through, he said, you know, this goes back to, and we, you know, came up with a year. And I said, yeah, that's when George Bush allowed the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, now known as
HW or W?
No, this is the kid. This is George W.
Okay.
His campaign for governor of Texas was greatly influenced by the money that this family raised for him. And so when he got into office, they became the major domos of the fluid milk business in Texas, controlling, took down all the boundaries and barriers, and they became the controllers of fluid milk in Texas. So when George Bush ran for president, they did the same thing. They raised millions of dollars for him. So within 6 to 8 months after he became president, this shows you the influence of money, lobbyists, that sort of thing. USDA changed the whole regulatory boundary for fluid milk where it was regional. This company, or the law, was changed to allow one company to control now 85% of the fluid milk in this country is controlled by one family and one company. And what that has done, the guy who runs DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, just got a $1 million bonus because he has succeeded in screwing farmers and getting cheap milk so they can make more money at Dairy Farmers of America and all of these companies, they claim on their trucks, local milk from local farms. That's such hogwash and BS. It's not true at all. They're hauling milk all over the country, coming from all over the world. Canadian milk. That was one of the things that Trump did almost the first day he was there. He took a shot at the Canadians because of the price they're selling their milk for crossing the border into America. And he's trying to put a tariff on that, and the Canadians are ticked off. But why should we be screwing our farmers to the benefit of the Canadian farmer? Same thing with New Zealand. You know, the Chinese used to send tanker loads
about middle-aged people.
How do we know? All right, anyway, thank you. Jennifer's just got the hook. But it just bugs the hell out of me.
I was just wondering how we got here, that's all.
I think we got here. Well, I was talking about what I learned.
We're talking about bipolar, and I felt like I was having an episode.
But it really is, you know, you're right. I went from one to the next to the next to the next.
We were talking about how 42 is the average age of entrepreneurs.
And then I was talking about myself and what I'm learning is I feel that I'm a middle-aged guy, and a lot of things I'm learning I might have better served learning when I was 20 or 30. And one of them was to live life to the fullest and live life for yourself, not for somebody else. And I made reference to the last.
In Canada.
Yeah, right. Okay.
This should be a board game, just trying to, like, follow Doug's trail.
But you appropriately got the hook out, Jennifer. Thank you. I do every once in a while. I get off on
it. Kara, aren't we supposed to start playing Ramblin' Man when he does that?
Yeah, where's Ramblin'?
I figured I would just let you sing it or something.
Really?
You know, Doug all wants right. to hear more of that on the air.
46.
In today's Automotive News, Lexus show off the next generation of compact luxury crossover, the UX F-Sport. This vehicle will have the best MPG in its class, according to Lexus, and will be the first Lexus to offer a subscription service, where you can pay a monthly fee and get your car payment, all your maintenance and insurance covered. It will also have standard Amazon Alexa and Apple CarPlay integration. It will come with a gas or a hybrid, all-wheel drive, and be priced in the low $30,000 range. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters their moms raised. Their relationships are changed. But it doesn't have to be like that forever, say the experts at Brookdale Senior Living. In fact, the president and CEO of Brookdale, Cindy Beyer, speaks from personal experience about how she became a daughter again when her own mom moved into senior living.
What a relief to know that my mom was receiving the care that she needed every day. So when I visited, we could just talk and laugh. It was about our lives, not about whether she had taken her pills or was eating the right foods. I'm grateful to Brookdale's compassionate associates who offer this kind of relief with assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing across the country, every single day, around the clock.
For more information, visit Brookdale.com.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
After the hour now on the DJV show with our pal Warren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on great radio stations from stem to stern, from east to west, north to south. Warren is your man. If he can't do it, nobody can when it comes to pets and advice. Actually, it's not a show for pets. It ought to be. If Warren were really, if you didn't see a picture of Warren, but you wanted a description of what Warren was all about. He's kind of like a four-legged human being. He thinks like a dog, acts like a cat, and the lessons that we learn from him are lessons our dogs, our cats, want to teach us. Because we're the ones that have to learn, not them. And he's the only person that I've ever heard that explained it that way. Right?
Listen, if you can't learn from the animals, how can you train them? How can you help them? You have to look at life from their perspective, not from our perspective.
Right. Okay. So there are problems developing because of the toys, what's being made, how it's being made, what's in the toys. And somebody finally has woken up to the fact that there's a lot of really horrible chemicals in some of these pets that these dogs tear apart.
Yeah, absolutely true, Doug. A lot of the toys coming in from foreign countries, China, Thailand, whatever, we don't know what type of dyes they use on the toys, what type of chemicals they use on the toys, and very often our dogs can get sick. That's why any toy I ever give my dog is made right here in the United States. It may sound patriotic, maybe it is, but the bottom line is I have trust in American-made products. So any product I give, including rawhide, because a lot of the rawhide, for example, that comes from other parts of the world, it's not really cow rawhide, it's water buffalo. And water buffalo is very high in fat and God knows what they're treated with. So I say stick to American-made products. Now, that being said, it's not just the product itself that the problem occurs with. It's the dirty toys that really create the biggest problem for our pets. If you think about it, veterinarians are now saying that owners should wash their dog's toys at least once a month and will
really?
Help prevent, yeah, but it'll help prevent respiratory viruses, microplasma bacteria, and other things such as E. coli or Giardia, which we can actually get from our pets. If you think about the dog chasing the tennis ball in the backyard, or you take your dog's favorite toy to the doggy park and other dogs are playing with it, veterinarians are seeing a lot of these problems occurring based on the fact that these toys are dirty and the dogs are picking up all types of diseases and viruses from playing with dirty toys. So common sense, you would wash the toys. You should wash the dog's toys. I didn't even think about that myself, but honestly, you should wash your pet's toys at least once a month, according to veterinarians. They're seeing a lot of problems.
You heard it from the horses or the dogs or the cat's mouth. More next time. I got a beef. You know, you and I, you've been giving me advice on how to go about finding a new dog. I haven't had a dog for 3 years, and I have thought that it makes sense now for me, for all kinds of reasons, to have a new pal. So I'm looking around at all these sites. I'm filling out applications. I'm calling people on the phone. Come to find out, when I found a dog last week in Connecticut that looked like it would be perfect. So I call and call and call and call, and come to find out, they aren't really responding to me because I live in Massachusetts, and you can't, the law in Connecticut or Massachusetts, I'm not sure which, doesn't allow you to get a dog from Connecticut. I never heard of anything so crazy.
I have never heard of anything like that in my life. And if they tell you that's a law, I cannot. Listen, I adopt dogs all the time. Dogs that don't have homes in California, they're sent to New York. Dogs in New York sent here. Dogs from Puerto Rico coming to the United States. So it's crazy.
But see, the dogs from Puerto Rico, though, we have limitations. We can only do New Jersey up to Massachusetts for our rescue. So there's a licensing thing somewhere in there I don't know why. I just know that is our restriction, is we can only adopt dogs out between New Jersey up to Massachusetts.
I can understand that coming in from a foreign country. There are certain, especially islands, there are certain diseases we may not want to bring. So checking that out, I can understand a little bit. But the bottom line is, why a dog from Massachusetts can't go to Connecticut, or a dog from Connecticut to Massachusetts makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you're driving cross country, do you have to let someone in Connecticut or Massachusetts know that you have your dog with you?
Yeah, that's crazy. This is nuts. The woman explained it to me. She said, "I'm sorry, but I can't. You can't have a dog from Connecticut."
That's so insane. I would love to research that.
I'm driving to, as soon as I get off the air, I'm driving down to Rhode Island to look at a dog down there. I'm not even going to fill out the paperwork. I'm not even going to tell them where I'm from. I'm just going to show up and see what happens down there.
Millions of dogs and cats being killed every year because there are not enough homes, and they can't go from Connecticut to Massachusetts or Massachusetts to Connecticut. Crazy, insane.
When we adopted Millie came from New York.
There you go.
And there was no restriction. Nobody fill out all the applications and yada, yada, yada.
So the dog may have a southern accent if you get him down south. May bark with y'all or something. But you know what? Dogs should be able to be adopted from any place.
Well, next time, check out his hugs and kisses, too, at hugsandkisses.com. 59 past the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.